Ευχαριστούμε που κάνετε download από την ραδιοφωνία SBS. Πληροφορηθείτε για το πώς μπορείτε να ακούσετε το πλήρες πρόγραμμά μας στο sbs.com.au/greek.
Loyalty, love, truth and understanding. That's where you stand if you're my family. And I can count on you to be by my side from the start of life till the end of time. Suffered through the hard times, never let me down. We're still there and we're still here now. My words are yours and your words are mine. We the same blood, I baby see it in our eyes. I remember when we used to laugh for hours.
Crystal Klein Mastrosavas. We can totally understand the Greek surname, Mastrosavas. You must have a Greek origin.
Yes, I do. I'm originally from Sejuna, South Australia, and my dad is Aboriginal Greek and my mum's Aboriginal. And yeah, my family's, well, my Greek family are from Rhodes Island. Yeah, they're professional fishermen. My father and my papu, he's retired now. And yeah, shark fisherman, and yeah, very famous along the west coast of South Australia.
Rhodes Island is a very famous Greek island, and of course has a tradition in fishermen, which seem they exported here to Australia. You have the mixed blood inside you, which is original Australian and Greek. How did that affect your upbringing?
I knew that, you know, we had mix in us. But I know, I just accept it for what it is. And, you know, family is family at the end of the day. And I didn't get much racism, especially when growing up. Yeah, I just very much, I had both sides of my families. So it was very much a big family, just full of love and friends, yeah. I'll stand tall, come home when you can. And I will try and help, maybe show you a plan. Family, we're together.
How did these two cultures combine in your upbringing? What kind of Greek memories do you have, let's say, from Greek traditions, and what Aboriginal ones?
Well, I remember the eggs, the red eggs for Easter, and yeah, I remember a lot of plate smashing in the Greek Orthodox Church or the hall, and yeah, just going to school with a lot of Greek people as well and a lot of Indigenous as well, growing up out on country and coming together, campfire and with culture and tradition and listening to the Dreamtime. So it all mixed together very well. And my father, you know, he's a professional fisherman as well, just like his father. And yeah, a lot of growing up on seafood and learning about the cooking. And yeah, moussaka is just like really yummy.
One of your favourite Greek dishes?
Yes, definitely.
Have you learned how to make it?
No, I haven't. No. I know it's with eggplant and I think
potatoes, zucchini.
Yeah, all of that is really yummy. But I've got to learn how to make it. Dolmades as well are really yummy. Mm-hmm. So I love olives.
Well, yeah, that's the Greek speaking inside you. You can't take this taste out of your DNA.
That's it.
To be sure. You didn't follow your father's and grandfather's footsteps, though, to become a fisherwoman yourself, but you're an artist.
Yes.
And that's really amazing. Tell us how this kind of urge flowed it from inside you and you chose this path in life.
It did start with fishing, though, out on the sea, because that's where how I get my inspiration, especially when I was growing up as a little child playing on the boats and out on the sea, on the rocks, waiting for a mermaid or just something to come, you know, just and looking at the ships. And that all came, and it's like I manifested what I wanted to be, a singer, because I know that singing grows in both part of my cultures. And I just knew I was going to be a singer, and then I just did it one day. One day it just clicked. I moved to Melbourne and I became an artist, a hip-hop jazz artist, under the name Lady Lash. And yeah, just I couldn't believe it, and I still can't believe it today that I'm actually living my dream.
Lady Lash is the artistic name you use. Mm-hmm. And can you tell us why did you choose this particular nickname?
Well, when I first come to Melbourne, I had to think of an MC name because, you know, when you're hip-hop and you got to pick up a name and stuff, I was like, oh, what's going to really resonate with me? So I sat down and I was going through all these names, and then I flicked my hand on my eyelash and I said, lash. Mm. Oh, lash is good. All right, maybe I should do lash. And I do have long eyelashes. So I was like, lash, MC Lash. And then someone else, I don't know how it came along, someone just started saying Lady Lash, and then it just grew from there.
Tell us about the first song you ever sung. Are you also creating the music or the lyrics? What's your participation in the final result? And especially we're interested about which one was the first one.
When I first started, it started with sonnets, especially from Shakespeare, reading the poems, and then it started off with poems and it just went into rhymes, and then, yeah, it just transcended from there. But then all my music now is compiled with my husband, and yeah, we just put it all together and we come together creatively and writing, and yeah, it all comes together, which is cool.
It sounds beautiful. Sometimes your partner have to be an artist too in order to understand you and help you express yourself.
Yeah.
And you're lucky enough to leave a situation like that at home.
Mm-hmm.
You come from a big family.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 5 siblings.
Yep.
Six?
Yeah, I'm the oldest of 6.
You're the oldest of 6.
Mm-hmm.
And how many kids yourself?
3. I have 3 children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are they helping out at all with the music creation, telling you what's in fashion now?
Yeah, I always listen to what they do. But the little toddler, little 2-year-old, his name is Thomas, and he loves the music. He'll just nod his head. And then the other one, William, he's 15 and he's in high school, so he's very much on the techie side. And our daughter's actually living in South Australia at the moment.
She's the older one?
She's the oldest daughter, yes.
And she's already independent?
Yes, she'll be 18 this year. Oh, my goodness. They just grow too quick.
Of course they do. Songs are like children.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You feel like it is a child that you have created.
Yep.
So would you say you've got a favourite song?
A favourite song.
From the ones you've created?
The ones that I'm writing now is very much spiritual. And there's very new stuff that I'm writing. And obviously I've got old stuff. But yeah, I'm more on the spiritual side of things at the moment. And there's a song called Heal. Heal is about your own spiritual self and going through your own journey and knowing who you are and in this moment. So I think that's one of the songs that's very healing for me and should be healing for other people, hopefully, when it's released. I knew within myself I wasn't this crazy fool. Insecure, making excuses for my beautiful. Overthinking breaks my mind into my poops. Drowning myself in a bottle of gin. Emotional breakdown, holding my pain within. I can't do this, even if I tried. Maybe I'll one day hear them, will it make you cry? Too much to think about and too much to do. But in my mind I know exactly how to make my move. A lack of motivation, no inspiration. Too much daydreaming, lost in this translation. Yes, it's a very strong word and everyone needs healing. Yeah.
In some sort of phase in their life.
Mm-hmm.
What are the other messages you're trying to pass, spiritual messages, through your songs and your music?
That we are here on this earth as humans and that we're all connected and we manifest our dreams and we bring it back to us, and always to keep your dreams alive and being positive and being happy here within yourself, just finding you and being happy and peaceful and comfortable instead of being crazy in your head, too much talking going on, too much stress, too much work life. It's more to do with take a breath and just breathe. I feel me swaying out that old fig tree. In the backyard, mama used to let us be. Old coins buried near the back fence. Try to dig them up, but no luck yet. Getting chased with the broom all day. Too much trouble, can't make it go away. A little curly head girl, big brown eyes. Looking at the drops as the sailors pass by. Down near the seat, so tree steaming. So loud the whole neighborhood is screeching. The summer heat sets us in the rise. Back in 85, this was my life. No books, just trees, I'm living free. Down near the water where mama used to let us be. Free. You know that you are invited to appear on the stage with us during the live broadcast from the Greek festival, the annual Greek festival that turns 30 this year, the Antipolis Festival, in Lonsdale Street. Are you looking forward to it? I'm very much looking forward to it. This will be my first ever amazing Greek cultural event, and I'm very excited and very honoured to be a part of such an amazing ancient history that we have. Yeah.
So towards all our listeners that live in Melbourne or are visiting Melbourne during the Greek festival, Lady Lash or our own
Lady Lash, Crystal Klein, Mastro Savas.
Exactly. Is going to be with us and you can have the chance to see her in person, hear her music and upload.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Ακούσατε το ελληνικό πρόγραμμα της ραδιοφωνίας SBS. Μπορείτε να μας ακούτε στο ραδιόφωνο σας ζωντανά κάθε μέρα από τις 4 έως τις 6 το απόγευμα. Μπορείτε επίσης να ακούτε το πρόγραμμά μας on demand από την ιστοσελίδα μας και από την εφαρμογή του κινητού SBS Radio. Επισκεφτείτε το sbs.com.au/break.